Today we have new scarcities. We are running out of life-sustaining resources. They are becoming more and more scarce, and some of them are extinct forever. We don't have as much time for our kids as we have had, and a number of new scarcities. And now we must address them, and we must design economical frameworks that will allow us to address the new challenges that we are encountering. You shouldn't pollute the message that we need to change with efforts to estimate exactly how much time we have. Doomsday's prophets generally are wrong because we adapt, we learn. So if something cannot go on, we try to change. You can't negotiate with cells. You can't ask them to transport mercury if they can't. You can't ask them to break down CFCs if they don't know how to do it. Why not try to reach consensus that we must meet the fundamental needs of the living cell? The individual brain is programmed to be a super genius when it comes to systems thinking. We've had profound difficulties to teach our most advanced supercomputers to even resemble the ingeniosity that each individual brain has with regard to capacity. The sad part of the story is that groups of people are generally dumber than the dumbest participant of the whole group when it comes to systems thinking. Systems thinking means to identify the basic principles of the system and to identify the basic principles of success for planning in that system. We simply took the scientific language and systems thinking and demonstrate that being non-sustainable in business is irrational. The framework is a very, very specific manual for how to play the game. It's like what you read on a box of a family game. How do you play this game? And that's what it's all about. If you, instead of telling people what to do, ask them advice in this humble way and say yes and ask them advice in the same time, first of all, aggression goes down. Secondly, you always get a piece of advice. And the third is that the piece of advice you get is generally very good. If you are going to handle problems in a very complex system, you must go to the root causes. The problem is to make groups operate as smart as the individual brain so that we can become one big brain together. And that is also the beauty of it, because it's so much more fun for community building, for the social aspects of it, if a team have a shared mental model of something that is strict and beautiful to consider before you start playing the game. Backcasting means that you put your imagination in the future at a level of success. And then you ask yourself backwards in time, what shall I do today to get there? The next stage is to pick solutions there that combine three elements. They are going in that right direction, of course. They are flexible. And number three, they should bring money into the process early on so that you can feed the process with money. And this is the game. If you run any project, even if it's not about sustainable development, you should always lay out the principles first and then back cost from them if the problem is complex. One is that these are constitutional and the same throughout all cultures. But the way by which different cultures have tried to meet those needs have been entirely different. And this is a hopeful thought, because that makes it, of course, possible to learn a lot from how other cultures have done and so forth. And the third conclusion is, I think, the most challenging and inspiring. There is almost no under limit how little resources are needed to meet them completely.